you are going to get a chance to meet some girls from Pittsburgh Musical Theater. I just realized that everybody's a girl here today. We'll find out if there are any guys in the show or not. Make sure that we're going to meet you before you sing, and I'm just going to make sure the microphones are set so I can actually hear you. Let us start with you, since you're on my right. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Lyric Ackleson.
Hi, and where do you go to? What we'll do is like the sort of name, where you go to school and what you play in the play and all those things. Are you in school?
I am. I go to the Butler Senior High School.
Mm-hmm.
I am a senior, and I play Amneris in Aida.
And what are your plans for after high school?
I plan on either going to Duquesne or Shenandoah University for music therapy.
Excellent. I know some musical. In fact, we have somebody on our staff who has a degree in music therapy from Duquesne. And I know her education was great. I don't know much about Shenandoah. How did you discover that school?
My mom's a music teacher, and she's just always loved Shenandoah. It's in Winchester, Virginia.
Excellent. So. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. And Dad, both. We should all say hello to your mom and dad throughout the morning. Who are you?
Hello. I'm Bryn Hambly.
Hi, Bryn. And where do you go to school, and what do you play?
I go to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. I'm a sophomore, and I also play Amneris.
Excellent. Now, did Lincoln Park just win some big sports thing?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't pay much attention to the sports.
Do you have a sports program there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, you did yesterday, and I never knew Lincoln Park had a sports program, unless I'm assigning the wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm correct, but. Enough about that. What year are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
And have you thought about what you might want to do after school? A little early for that, but
yeah. But I figure I'm gonna go for musical theater.
Excellent. Excellent. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Nathan.
Who's Nathan?
My little brother.
Oh, hi, Nathan. How old? Oh, there he is.
He's actually right there.
There he is. He doesn't look so little. How old is he?
13.
Great. Hi, Nathan. And now we come to you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Danielle Perlman.
And are you a senior?
No, I'm a junior.
Junior?
At a Shadyside Academy.
And you're wearing a Cornell sweatshirt.
That's where my sister goes to school.
Ah, I see. And what do you play in this play?
I am also Amneris. There are three of us.
Three Amnerises?
Yes.
The Amneri.
Wow. Amazing. Are there three of you... one for each of three different productions, or do you actually switch during the play?
Oh, we each get two performances.
Okay. And that must be the lead, I guess, or I don't know.
Yeah,
I need one Amneris.
I is the lead, but you know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we're gonna have one of you tell us the story, because I don't know Aida very well. I don't know Aida personally, so we'll have you summarize the story. In a little bit. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Just my family.
And
if they're listening.
And where do you go to school again?
Shadyside Academy.
Thank you. And do you want to say hello to Nathan?
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
They're all going to say hi to you now,
yeah,
Nathan.
Absolutely. Thank you. And now let's talk to you. What's your name?
Hi.
Oh, it'd help if I... let me turn your microphone a little louder. That's my end here. There we go.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Crowley. I go to Mount Lebanon High School. I'm a junior, and I'm in the ensemble of Aida.
Excellent. That's nice to meet you. Have you thought about life after high school?
I either want to go for musical theater or elementary education. Well, so, yeah.
Excellent. Both good choices.
Yeah.
I was at Jefferson Middle School recently.
Oh, I went there.
Did you go
yes,
there?
I did.
Did you know the amazing history teacher there? Who's, oh gosh, now if she's listening, Michelle King is her name.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
Yeah, I do too. She's really great. Do you know what her email address is? We shouldn't give it out over the air, but it has Learning Instigator in it.
Oh my
gosh. Like Learning Instigator something something at something.com.
She's fantastic.
She is
her.
A great person. And We met with her about doing some projects together. Do you want to say hi to Nathan or anybody?
What up, Nathan? How you doing? Uh-huh. Hi, Mom. Hi, pets. And yeah.
Who are your pets? If we're gonna
chihuahuas and two cats that I love very much.
What are their names? I'll tell you what. Tell me the chihuahuas' names and the cats' names, and I'll see if I can guess. Which pair is which type of animal, but mix them up.
So. Okay, so there's Mocha, Elliot, Bailey, and Libby.
Oh, Mocha and Elliot have to be the chihuahuas.
One of them is. Mocha is the chihuahua.
Okay, Libby's a cat.
Yes, she is.
And then Bailey... Bailey's a chihuahua.
Yeah,
and,
way to go.
And the other one was...
A cat, Elliot.
Elliot. Elliot, the cat. Elliot and
isn't
Libby.
Isn't that interesting?
Do they all get along?
No. Oh, my.
Is it like Elliot for T.S. Eliot?
Sure.
Who named the cat?
I actually got him at the pound. And his name was Elliot. And I was like, I dig it. So.
Do you know that there's a poem... by T.S. Eliot about cats. Just say sure. It's a great poem, actually.
I'll look it up.
Excellent. And should we talk to whoever's on your right now?
Yeah, she's cool.
Okay.
Go for it.
Here she is. Hello.
Hi, I'm Marnie Quick. I go to... Do you want the full name of my school?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Barack Obama Academy of International Studies 6 through 12.
Wow. I'm working with Mr. Reed there now. What grade are you in?
I'm in 8th grade.
Okay, he's 9th grade civics, Mr. Reed. He's awesome. And actually, I've also... See, I know all your teachers. So, you know, between that and Nathan, I do really well to keep everything under control here. But let's see, Mr. Coker in your school was an English teacher. And I know one other teacher in your school, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah.
Is he one of yours?
He was in sixth grade. He was my Japanese teacher.
That's a really great school. I like that school a lot. Now, you're moving next year, I think,
yeah,
right?
We're moving to Peabody.
Okay. Which Peabody's nice as well, but you won't be able to go to Coffee Tree anymore. Oh. Don't worry. You guys will get a chance to perform. I just like to compare notes. So what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. So you're the youngest so far here. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Dad. What's up?
That's there.
Yeah. And then hi, Mom, if you're listening.
Don't forget Nathan.
Oh, hi, Nathan.
Okay. And Nathan's going to be mad at me. Or you. You brought him up.
He's probably going to kill me when I get home.
Have you thought about what you'd like to do after graduating?
I'm going to do the same thing as Bryn. I'm going to try musical theater.
Excellent. How long have you been with Pittsburgh Musical Theater?
2.5 years.
Okay. Are you the least, have the least tenure of everybody here? Amount of... I'm curious, what's it been like? Because you remember, it's been most recent since you started, and I'm sure you can remember the changes that have occurred, you know, since you began. What's it done for you, the program?
It's amazing. It's really brought out who I actually am in terms of, like, letting go and just being myself.
Wow. So not who you are as an actor or your range, but just who you are as a human being.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. And now we come to you. Your name?
Hi, my name is Zenny Malik, and I'm a senior at the Ellis School.
Hey, Zenny. Should I drop out with school name teachers too? I'll bet you know Liz Perry.
Yes, I do.
It's fun to know all these teachers. Have you thought about what you want to do after you graduate?
Yeah, I'm going to be studying international relations next year, and I don't know where yet. But
excellent. Is everybody asking you? Did you pick yet?
Yeah, I don't find out until April 1st where I've gotten in.
Oh, really? Gosh. That's like on pins and needles to have to wait that long. It's a good thing you have a play to keep you occupied.
Yeah.
What role do you play?
I play Nehepka.
Nehepka. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Nathan. Hi, Mom and Dad and everyone who's listening at PMT.
Excellent. And now we come to you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Rosemary Baird, and I'm also a junior at Mount Lebanon High School.
Ah, well, it's nice to meet you. And what do you play?
I'm in the ensemble.
The ensemble. And do you want to say hi to anybody?
Well, probably just Nathan.
And I'm curious if you've thought about careers or life after school.
I'm currently thinking about double majoring in primary and special education.
Nice. Very good. Well, who can explain Aida at least enough so that we understand about the play? Everybody's pointing at
Maybe
everybody
we
else.
Ask Nathan.
Well, do you want to take a shot at it? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Aida is the story of these two, I guess you could call them star-crossed lovers. Aida is a Nubian princess who gets captured by the Egyptians. And
I thought you were going to say a newbie, like a newbie.
Oh, Nubian. No, it's a Nubian country.
Okay.
Right below Egypt. And they capture her, and they make her and the other women she was with slaves. And she doesn't tell anyone else that she's a princess except for the Nubian slaves. So the whole time, you know she's a princess, but the rest of the cast really doesn't. And she falls in love with the Egyptian captain, and the Egyptian captain's fiance, who's Amneris, it's a love triangle sort of thing.
So they're and we don't have any men in the cast, or here today.
Not here today.
But it must be a large cast. Is it pretty big?
Fairly large, yeah.
Because we've got seven of you here. Now, I think Aida was a Verdi opera, right?
Yes.
Initially, that much I knew. And I think from reading about your production is that you're doing something that's been done before, but Elton John and Tim Rice mm-hmm. collaborated, so the music is a little different than Giuseppe Verdi had in mind. Do you need to set up the song you're about to do to explain it and what's happening in the action?
Well, Amneris is also a princess, the Egyptian princess, mm-hmm. and she is very fashion forward. Oh. And so this song is called My Strongest Suit. And basically, they're all in a spa, just having a blast, making themselves look great.
Okay.
And in the middle of the song, there's actually a fashion show.
Oh, okay. So try to use your imagination. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, and pretend that you're about to see a scene from Aida. It's Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and here they are.
Face a huge assortment of nauseating fads and good advice.
There's health and fitness, diet and deportment, and other pointless forms of sacrifice. Conversation, wit, I am a doubter. Manners, charm, they're no way to impress. Forget the inner me, observe the outer. I am what I wear and how I dress. Oh, now I believe in looking like my time on earth is cooking, whether polka dotted, striped, or even checked. Some glamour guaranteeing every fiber of my being is displayed to quite remarkable effect. From your cradle via trousseau to your deathbed, you're on muso. Never compromise, accept no substitute. Suit. Overwear,
time.
That was absolutely amazing, and what you heard was 100% live, and I'm just amazed. I'm absolutely amazed, and the show is going to be opening up very soon, and in fact, it opens up this Friday, March 8th. Wait, that's a Thursday. Thursday, March 8th, and we'll run March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7, and March 11th at 2. Did I get that right? So
yes.
Four performances altogether. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, March 8th through 10th at 7 o'clock, and then March 11th, Sunday at 2 o'clock. And you can get much more comprehensive and clear information by going to Pittsburgh Musicals. .com or by phoning 412-539-0900 extension 232. Did anybody forget anything they wanted to say or any hellos or any you all sounded great. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
I forgot to mention that I'm also Nehebka with Zenny.
Oh. Well, that's good. To know, I'll tell you the core. Who are the people like the director and or the arranger? Because the music is just great.
Melissa Yanchek is our music director, and she couldn't be with us this morning because she's teaching, but she's done a really great job.
Yeah, you sound great, and you really need to understand as you're listening. This was all done, live. you know, without any dancing, but just with singing.
There will be a lot of dancing.
Yeah, you guys sound good. We'll break all your legs, all 14 of them. Nathan's too. And, thanks. That's Pittsburgh Musical Theater, the cast of Aida, which opens this Thursday. And the venue is the Biome?
No. It's at the Kappa.
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Kappa Theater.
It's at Kappa. Okay, downtown. Always remember, Kappa, Kappa, Kappa. I really should have looked at my notes. So it's at Kappa, downtown. Easy to get to. And good luck. I hope
it goes well.
Thank you so much.
It's now 4 minutes before 11 o'clock, but not for long here at the Saturday Light Brigade.